40th birthday, here's your first kid. Round 2 3 years later, it's time to leave showbiz. Gets a divorce, now he's single.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. We are going to have some more personal talk with Dr. Jennifer Weberman and her husband, Jason Weberman, who are about to become parents in 8 days. I'm going to skip with the resume and just say welcome to Jennifer and Jason.
Thanks, Bruce.
Hi, Bruce.
Great to be here.
I love being here on the show with Jason. It's so much fun.
Well, Jason is about to become a dad, so he's going to join my fraternity. And you two are going to give up the life of worrying about only yourselves and have a little baby human being to care about. So what are your thoughts at the moment as you're potentially 8 days away, give or take, whatever it turns out to be?
My thoughts, Bruce, are,
Good. You're smart.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on right now with anticipating her, and we just purchased a new house, and there's so many changes, and they're all good changes, but they're huge. I'm feeling ecstatic. I'm feeling anxious for it to be over with. You know which parts I'm talking about. I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling love. I'm feeling very uncomfortable. It's a roller coaster.
How are you feeling physically? I mean, are you a little better, or is it still just like, you know, you just feel like you're about to burst?
It's progressively getting more and more uncomfortable.
Oh, really?
And I don't say that as a complaint, just as a fact. But, you know, I definitely, once you clear the 39 weeks in my mind, I start thinking to myself, okay, I don't mind if she comes a little early. In the beginning, you're like, you know, you don't want them to come early. You want them to bake in the oven as long as possible. But at this point, I'm like, you know what? I wouldn't mind if she came a little bit early.
Mm. So do we have a name? Are we sharing a name?
Well, it's not a derivation of Bruce. I can just tell you that.
Bruce, I was thinking, for you. I wanted Bruce S. She vetoed it.
I vetoed that one. Right. We're working on a name. We definitely are very close, but we're not decided yet. We're going to bring our list to the hospital, and we're hoping that when we meet her, it'll be clear who she is.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, as I introduced the two of you, it occurred to me that it wouldn't be an unwise idea or thought to have her name begin with a J, since both of your names begin with J.
She'd have the same initials as us.
And yeah. I think my parents would kill us if we had another J name in the family.
There's so many J's in our family.
Okay, well, so much for that idea. it just occurred to me as I listened, as I introduced you, and I went, oh, Jason and Jennifer are both J's. Okay, well, it could be, you know, Janet or whatever, Julie, who knows. You know, I think we could take a couple minutes. I'd love each of you to declare and proclaim just a little bit of wishes and hopes for baby Jay, or whatever we're going to call her, your darling daughter, what you hope and what you'd like to say to her 8 days before she's born, or at least 8 days before she's due.
Wow. Honey, do you mind if I go first?
No, please go ahead.
Okay. I want her to know how much she is wanted, and how long we have hoped and prayed for her to come into our lives, and how grateful we feel that we get blessed with this experience to have her in our lives and to make our family grow. I think that knowing that she is so loved already and so anticipated, and the blessing it is to come into this world already being loved and wanted, is truly a blessing. And whoever she is and whoever she isn't, her daddy and I are going to embrace her just as she is. And we hope to teach her all the things that we think are important, like integrity and compassion and self-expression and creating a path in life that makes your heart sing, just like she, you know, I have and her father has. But whatever struggles and triumphs she goes through, she's going to have two cheerleaders behind her all the way, and we love her very much.
Beautiful. Jason, address your daughter.
I just want her to know how much I love her already. She's not even here, and I just feel complete love for her. You know, I was in Costco today, and they had this outdoor swing on the bale, and I sat in it, and I just pretended like she was sitting in my arms as I rocked, and I almost lost it in the middle of Costco crying because I love her so much already. And I just want to mimic exactly what Jennifer said. I feel that I have so much to learn from her, probably more than she'll have to learn from me. And I want her to know that she is just an incredible individual, and I will respect her, respect who she is, and just give her overall love.
Beautiful, beautiful. I want you both to listen to this 13 years from now as she becomes a teenager. I am in Boston because my older son is a total pain in the you-know-what right now, as a just out of his teens 20-year-old. I need to hear what you both just said to remind me that I really do love him, even though I want to, like, smack him right now. So...
Yes.
It's a journey. It is such a journey. I just got a little text message from our producer saying that he's crying after listening to the two of you. I think that's a
fun.
Oh
my gosh.
my producer Richard is such a sap. But I gotta admit, I was sitting here, I've had a rough week and a rough time here. And you guys have made me feel really, really good. And I'm really happy for your happiness. It's such a nice feeling to be part of this indirectly, the whole journey, including pre-pregnancy. So yes. I think you guys have a great frame of mind. And I do want you to make sure you download this very soon and keep it in a special place to listen to at those nights if she's crying in the middle of the night and you're not sleeping really well. Just remember, that will pass. For sure that will pass. I can tell you because my first son was colicky and didn't sleep for 3 months. We didn't think it was ever going to pass. It did. But you will have, in my expectation and experience, more joy than heartache. But they go together. And I think you guys are very well prepared. When are you moving, by the way? You bought the house. When is the move?
We close on the house May 22nd, and her due date is May 9th. So... we will probably move that last week of May. I know.
Well, Jason, you take care of that.
I've already been taking care of that, Bruce. I am sitting around boxes, CDs on the floor. It's just a wreck in the house trying to get it.
Okay, but get your friends. For God's sakes, this is when your friends should step up and be there for you if you need it.
Absolutely.
Jennifer should take care of the baby. You should take care of the move and just be patient with it, Jennifer. Moving's a pain in the you-know-what, but it'll all be fine. And you don't have to have everything put away the first week.
I would love to add something to that, if you don't mind.
Please.
I just want to say, as much as I'm going through with my body and I'm doing this and I'm carrying the baby, Jason has also been going through something with this pregnancy because... in a way, he doesn't have a full partner because I can't do everything that I was doing before, and he's had to pick up a lot of the slack. And he's been such a champ. Never once has he ever made me feel anything but loved and cared for, no matter how many times. I mean, I eat like there's no tomorrow. He's cooking constantly, grocery shopping, taking care of the household.
Cue, love is a many splendored thing now, please.
He deserves so many accolades for what he's doing the move all by himself, and it's amazing.
Okay, you guys. I think on that note, just remind us where you're probably not going to be blogging in the next couple weeks, but where we can find you online.
You go first, honey.
Well, you can find my website at www.northstarcoaching.com.
And that's about relationship coaching and dating coaching. If you need some help, reach out to Jason. And you, Jennifer?
TransformationsTherapyCenter.com. And the blog is theparentingplayground.com.
And that first one is a brand new website. So one more time, what is it?
TransformationsTherapyCenter.com.
All right, that's all we have time for. Next time, you'll be one day from being due. I hope you're able to talk. And if not, I will understand. So listeners, stay tuned for some closing remarks. And thank you very much, Jason and Jennifer. Accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.